Hey, Stoners. Welcome to another edition of Sticks and Stones. I am your host, Brent Elrod, coming to you from the cozy confines of the patio here at the No Shoes Bar and Grill, deep in the heart of the Republic of Texas. Before we get started today, I just have one thing to say. Gig 'em Aggies! Yesterday, they knocked off the number one college football team in the country, the Alabama Crimson Tide, and I could not be happier with my Aggies. It was a wonderful day yesterday. But now, on with the show. Today is my last Big Sky pairing. I have greatly appreciated the fine folks over at Big Sky Cigars, and I hope you have enjoyed this just as much as I have. Today, we are going to be pairing the Big Sky Madison with, it's a big bottle, Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. I think it's going to be a good pairing, so let's pop the cork, cut the stick, and get to toasting. Now, the Big Sky Madison is a 6x52 on the ring gauge, a Toro. It has a filler that is a blend of tobacco from four Nicaraguan regions, the Condega, the Estelle, the Jalapa, and the Ometepe, and I hope I got all those pronounced right. The binder is a Mexican San Andres, and the wrapper is a medium brown Nicaraguan Habano. Now, as I said, this is a medium brown stick. It's got a slight oil sheen to it, some moderate to maybe medium veining, tight seams, and a double cap. Now on the nose, I get leather, cedar, raisins, and black pepper. Now, Tullamore Dew was established in 1829. As I said, it's an Irish whiskey. It is a blended whiskey. Actually, Dew stands for one of the master blenders from Tullamore Dew from back in the day, Daniel Edmund Williams. It is made with 100% malted Irish grain. Now, visually, it is a beautiful golden brown. Those of you listening to me on video can see that. It has a wonderful color. It's almost a toffee color. That just has a wonderful look to it. On the nose, I get honey, apples, dried fruit, a good hint or whiff of banana, and toffee. Let's give it a try. Now, on the palate, it closely mirrors the nose. There's actually quite a bit of banana coming through, but also honey and apples. You can add in baking spices like cinnamon or nutmeg, some earth, and malt. It's got a really wonderful flavor to it. The finish is a medium length finish, and I pick up more toffee, dried fruit, and spices on the finish. It's a wonderful whiskey. Let's get this Big Sky cut. Thanks to our folks over at Cigarism. Another wonderful cut brought to you by Cigarism. Their information will be at the end of the video to show you how to get in touch with those folks. They have a bunch of wonderful accessories for us cigar smokers. Now on the cold draw, first, it's a very, very easy draw. I pick up leather, earth, dark chocolate, and black pepper. Let's go ahead and get our stick toasted up. Great job, as always, with our Cigarism single torch lighter. Right away, great volume of smoke. It's very velvety in your mouth. Kind of coats your mouth just a little. Now on the light, I'm picking up earth, leather, black pepper, and spice. Also, hay, some cocoa, and a few hints of vanilla. It's another very good offering from the folks over at Big Sky. Right away, these are going very well together. There is a really good melding of some of the flavors from each offering. You're getting the chocolate and the spices are going very well together. Adding in the banana, which kind of pulls everything together. You've got the hints of vanilla in there. It's really a good pairing. I'm going to go ahead and burn this one down to about the halfway mark and come back and give you an update. Hey, Stoners, I am back. We're at about the halfway mark, and the Big Sky Madison has had a little bit of a transition. We now have leather, have a creaminess, nuts, chocolate, espresso, and earth. Definitely kind of took off from the light portion and has really turned into a pretty complex cigar here in the middle. The Tullamore Dew is still hanging tough with it. The palate, the flavors are still blending together very nicely. This is making for a very enjoyable afternoon. So I will go ahead and burn this one the rest of the way down and then come back and give you my final thoughts. Hey, Stoners, I am back. As you can see, this one is almost finished off, and I am right at the end of an empty glass. So that was going to wrap up this episode of Sticks and Stones. The final on the Big Sky Madison, basically there was no change from the halfway point on to now. Lots of smoke. It is a solid medium strength. Overall, this was a very good pairing. The flavors and the profiles melded together very well. Now this is a good cigar, but it still does not take the place of the Big Sky Bitterroot as my number one Big Sky cigar. But this is a good one, definitely a good one. I have not found any offering at Big Sky that I did not like. I would give the Madison a 4.25 matchsticks out of 5. I would give the Tullamore Dew. It is definitely, in my opinion, better than Bushmills. Probably even or maybe just slightly ahead of Jameson's in the Irish whiskey line. These were both very good. Neither one of them overwhelmed me, either in a good way or a bad way. They were just good together and good individually. I hope you have enjoyed my review of not only the Madison, but also the other Big Sky offerings I have paired over the last month or so. I know I have enjoyed it very much and want to thank all the fine folks over at Big Sky Cigar for giving me the opportunity to pair their cigars and see what I could come up with. I hope you have enjoyed me bringing this to you. I want to thank Cigarism for their cutter, lighter, single stick ashtray, keeping me rolling here, making sure everything rolls smoothly. Their information is right up here along with Big Sky Cigar. And as always with Big Sky, never want to pass up the opportunity to tell you about Warriors in Quiet Waters that helps military veterans such as myself, disabled veterans, with the ability to get outside and enjoy some Montana fly fishing. Every box you buy gets money donated to Warriors in Quiet Waters. And, you know, we can never thank our veterans enough for what they do for us and for the possibility that they could end up coming home with a flag-draped coffin instead of being able to hug their family members. So always a great opportunity to help those guys out. I believe you will want to stay tuned because I am going to have some more great pairings and short takes coming up. You need to hit like, subscribe, share, notify, all that kind of stuff so that you know when I drop new content. I have very much enjoyed spending some time with you this afternoon. Hope you have enjoyed it as well. Please leave me some comments. Let me know what you think. Give me some suggestions, things you'd like to see paired together, that kind of thing. I will be happy to do it. But until we get to see each other again, keep your sticks dry, your stones cold. Have a great day. Thank you.